I knew what you were thinking, but that probably wouldn't change.
So deep that I'm still falling for you.
But then you say what I wanna hear, cause you know it's gonna get me hit every time I say that I'm through. And even though I know it ain't right, said I wasn't gonna spend the night, here I am.
Sir Ken, you are now about to witness some magic tonight. So keep it locked right here on WTT Radio. And in just a moment, we'll be going live with the BBC show. I got a lot of craziness tonight that's going on. So you guys are in for a treat. So if you haven't already, go get a cocktail and keep it locked right here on WTT Radio.
Well, I guess that's what happens when two fools be falling in love. Mixing some pain and some passion, nothing is ever enough.
If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Love again, yeah, yeah. We'll find love again, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't even say what's up. Round your boys, you
testing, testing. Mic check, mic check, mic check.
If you don't quit acting up, alone is weighing on enough. I promise you may think that I'm crazy. You should ask around about me. Put your trust in me, baby.
I wake from my slumber. I wish I could call you up. Miss how you'd put your love on me. Hold on till you can't extend. I'll be clinging on to you. I'll be clinging on to you.
And then begin again, orbiting around and then cycle back around to you. Coming back around to you. I'm coming back around and
even on your worst day, love you in the worst way. Circling around for eternity. Going through the motions, you're turning me eternally.
Drifting on my own again, reaching out to hold your hand.
I wanna be alone with you. Can I be alone?
Can I be alone with you?
Can I be alone with you?
If you can take my hand, I promise we'll find love again. Love again.
To the all-new WTT Radio.
Right now.
Where the music lives.
Oh,
said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher. Girl, you look so good, it's to die for. Ooh, that pussy good, it's to die for.
It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. All we got is love. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Mic check, mic check. This is Sir Ken. You guys are listening to WTT Radio. And up next, we got the BBC show going live. So keep it locked right here.
I put my lyric and my lifeline on the line. And ain't no limit when I might shine, might grind. You rolling with it at the right time, right now.
Put it on the sun.
Bad girl, rip it now. Swear, leave it now. On your pulse, like a CDM. Gas on a bitch, like a premium. Hard ass on a bitch, y'all in the fast lane. Been a bad bitch, with before in the cash game. I'm established, on a carrot, on my name, run an atlas, I'm a natural, I'm a rat.
I'm a savage, I'm an asshole, I'm a king. Shimmy ya, shimmy ya, shimmy ya, rah. You can tell your nigga he can meet me outside.
Yeah.
You can babysit him when I leave him outside. Ain't no other love like the one I know. I done been down so long, lost hope. I done came down so hard, I slow. Honestly, forever, all a real nigga won't.
I said I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get higher.
All I want is, all I want is
loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. 10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't ride with me no more. I need loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it money, is it fame, is it weed, is it drink? Is it coming down with the loud pipes and the rain? Big chillin' only for the power in your name. Tell me who you're loyal to. Is it love for the streets when the lights get dark? Is it unconditional when the robbery don't start? Tell me when your loyalty is coming from the heart.
Tell me who you're loyal to. Do it start with your woman or your man? Do it end with your family and friends? Or you loyal to yourself in defense? I said, tell me who you're loyal to. Is it anybody that you would lie for? Anybody you would slide for? Anybody you would die for?
That's what that's
I said
for.
I'm geek and I'm fired up. All I want tonight is just get high.
All I want is
loyalty, loyalty,
loyalty.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
10-4, no switching sides. Feel something wrong. You wacky, shifty, you don't vibe with me no more. I need
loyalty, loyalty,
loyalty.
Loyalty, loyalty,
loyalty.
It's so hard to be humble. It's so hard to be. Another day, baby.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Sir Ken, the host of the BBC show. And the BBC doesn't stand for the Big Black Cockroach. It stands for the Bickering Banter with a Coleman. Why? Because that's what I do on my show. And my last name is Coleman. So anyway, make sure y'all set a reminder on your phones every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to tune in. You don't want to miss it. You never know what's going to happen. I'm always having a surprise guest on the radio show. And we talk about everything from politics to pop culture to my favorite topic of all, sex. So this is a mature audience only radio show. But make sure you put the kids away so you can tune in, alright? Alright, tune in every Wednesday, 9 p.m. live anywhere in the world, baby.
Deep inside.
What's up, everybody? You are now tuned into the BBC show, also known as the Bicker and Banter with a Coleman on WTT Radio. I am Sir Ken, also known as the Don, the host of the show, the pilot, the conductor, and yes, I am absolutely freaking crazy. Very crazy. So thank you to everybody that's tuning in right now to listen to my crazy ass. Oh my God. I'm so excited to be on the air tonight. It is a windy, windy, wonderful evening here in Atlanta, Georgia. So shout out to all the listeners everywhere. Cali, Netherlands. There was someone listening to Netherlands last week, so shout out to whoever that was. I don't know who that was, but yeah, shout out to everybody listening on this hump day. I hope that the week has treated you very well so far. If not, that's what I'm here for tonight, okay? If this is your first time listening, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, but thank you for tuning in tonight. It is always a great thing to have more listeners to tune into the show each and every Wednesday, and I am absolutely pretty sure that I got a lot of new listeners tonight, because if you follow the BBC show, y'all know I have a very, very special guest coming on the air later on tonight. But anyway, if this is your first time listening to the BBC show, make sure the kids are away. This show is for mature listeners only. That means no sensitive assness going on. If you're sensitive, get off the radio right now. It is March the 30th. It is the 30th day of the third month of Black History Month. I'm going to go a little further into details about that later on in the show. But anyway, tonight is going to be very fun and all over the place, which is a lot like my personality. But like I always say, with everything I do, it is always, well, most of the time, with good intentions, but always with love. I hope all you guys that are listening have y'all positive vibrations flowing. You know it's tough being strong, but it makes you stronger to be tough. So I say that to say that your day is only as pleasant as you make it. But don't let anybody else make a bad effect on your day. At least not today. Well, even though today is pretty much over, it isn't completely. So let's make the best of this evening. Let's have some fun. Let's unwind together. Let's forget about our cares right now. And let's just enjoy each other for this moment. And if you feel like nobody else cares, let me be the first one to tell you I care. I love you. And I may not even know you, but if you were standing right in front of me right now, I give you a big old warm hug. And I tell you, I love you. And I mean it. Have you guys checked out the website? The new website we got coming up. Well, actually, it's already up and published for the BBC show. So make sure you guys check it out. It still has a bit of construction to go, but it's coming along real nice. So if you haven't checked it out yet, check it out right now. No, not right now. We're doing the music break. Check it out. Every week, I'll be posting the artist of the week, which is an artist that I admire and I really enjoy. This week's artist of the week is none other than Miss Queen B herself, Lil' Kim. And if you haven't heard any songs by her, then I just don't know what planet you are from, but you're definitely not from Earth. So y'all, please go to the website and check out the information, the bio that I have of Miss Kimberly Denise Jones, aka La Bella Mafia, aka the Black Widow, aka what else can I say about her? Kimmy Blanco, Lil' Kim. So yeah, go to the website, check out. Each week I'll have the artist of the week. It'll be some new artists as well as some idols, some legendary, iconic artists. So you guys make sure y'all check that out. Speaking of, I wouldn't say an idol, but I would definitely say someone I've known for a very long time that I look at as a legendary individual. So you guys, I got a very special co-host on the air with me tonight. I'm going to introduce you to them after the music break. So you guys make sure y'all keep it locked. And guess what, you guys? Also on the website, my favorite part actually is the cocktail of the week. That's right. Every week I'll make a special cocktail that I create, and I will post the recipe so that you too can not only learn something new and delicious, but you can have it while you are listening to me every Wednesday night. And I actually forgot what the cocktail of the week is. So y'all make sure y'all check the website during the music break and see if you have enough time to make it. I think you will, because what I'm going to do is I am going to loosen up everybody on this hump day, and I'm going to kick off the show with my favorite type of music, house music, or dance music rather. So I'm going to play some songs in the middle of the show, and I want you guys to use that as your intermission to perhaps go to the website, check out the cocktail of the week, and try to make it. It's very simple. This week is very simple. So y'all guys, keep it locked right here on WTT Radio. Grab a big stiff cocktail right now, because I like for all my listeners to be tipsy, or as my mom would say, honest. So tell all your friends, their friends, and their friends to tune in right now. I'll be back in a few. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Crystal Waters kick it off with my house music hump day music break. All right?
It's 12 past midnight. Don't close your eyes. Your soul's up for life, and I'll be by your side. I've come to take you there, show you how to care. Just be aware that you'll have to share. I want your love. I want it tonight. I'm taking your heart. Your favorite dish. Come back to the middle and round again. I'm gonna be there till the end. 100% pure love. Come back to the middle and round again. I'm gonna be there till the end. 100% pure love. You saw a brand new high. Thought that you could fly. Did I hear you cry? Or did you like the ride? You call my name again. No, it's not a sin. I want your love. I want it tonight. I'm taking your heart. So don't you fight. I'll be your answer. I'll be your wish. I'll be your fantasy. Your favorite bitch. From the back to the middle and around again. I'm gonna be there to the end. 100% you love. From the back to the middle and around again. I'm gonna be there to the end. 100%. The middle and around again. I'm gonna be there to the end. 100% pure love. From the back to the middle and around again. I'm gonna be there to the end. 100% pure love. You'll never have to run away. You'll always have a friend to play. You'll never go out on your own. In me you will find a home. Home. From the back to the middle and around.
Take it for a ride. Let's get together. Get it right, get it tight with your lifestyle celebrity personal trainer, Sergeant Hollywood. Check me out on Instagram at SGT_Hollywood. I promise you, you won't regret it. You know, a mind and a body is a terrible thing to waste. So don't waste it. And always be camera ready, because you know what? We all want to look good. Let's go. Let's go. This is your boy, Sergeant Hollywood. I'm waiting for you.
Welcome back, all you Homo sapiens, to the BBC show. The BBC does not stand for the big black cock roach. I gotta figure out something else to say. It stands for the bickering banter with a Coleman, because I am Sir Ken Coleman, the host of HNIC. And if this is your first time listening to my show, you are already late to the party. As I said before the music break, I like for all my listeners to tune in with a big, stiff cocktail in their hand. And if it's too big, baby, use two. Now, I posted the cocktail of the week on my website. Did you guys check it out? I don't think y'all did. But, my tongue always gets tired. I always do this every time. I don't hate this. You guys forgive me. I have a heavy tongue and a wet mouth. So, when I get excited, my tongue twists and so does my words. But without further ado, I would like to introduce you guys, my co-host for the night. You guys may not remember, but she kind of broke the radio waves when I first started my radio show. And she broke it because the topic was pegging. So I'm going to start calling her Miss Pegger. But anyway, without further ado, let me introduce my friend and co-host for the night, Miss Samira. Samira. Hey, Samira. I know. I'm sorry. I have known you for a real long time. Okay. Okay. Your mic on? Is it on? Tap it. Yes, on. It's on. It's on. Okay, so go ahead. Say hey to everybody. Say hi to everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Naja. Hey, Kendall.
Okay, you want to go ahead and give your shout out?
Yeah,
okay. Go ahead and give your shout out. Give your shout out.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, Crystal girl. Hey, girl. Hey, Keely. Hey, Gilda. Hey, Shawana. You know. Hey, Naja.
Okay, everybody. She said hey to everybody. All right, go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody that don't know who you are. Tell them who you are.
Hello. My name is Samira Stanford. I am a hairstylist in Atlanta. You know, I do natural hair care. So, girls, if you got some broken up hair, you know, just come my way. Sheer Hue. Follow me on Instagram, and I got you.
Okay. Now, before I dig in on your ass, we're going to go ahead and let the folks know what my cocktail of the week is. Can we do that?
Yes.
You're actually having a cocktail. You know that? And is it good? Is it good?
Fabulous.
Make sure you're speaking to the mic so they can hear you. It's good?
It's fabulous.
It's fabulous. Okay, fabulous like you are. And me. Mm. All right. So I would have some real seductive music playing in the background, but I didn't get enough time to get that going. So I had to turn Beyonce off. All right. Are you ready? Oh, my God. And Oh my God, I'm sorry, guys. I got distracted. I actually got a call from one of my guests that's coming on the radio a little later. Okay. So if you're listening, sir, you're going to have to wait. I'm live right now.
Hey.
All right. So let me go ahead and introduce you guys to my cocktail of the week. Are you ready, Samira?
I am.
Okay. Can you give me three orgasms back to back? All right. So you guys, my cocktail of the week is called Sir Ken's Dark Temptation.
Ooh, it does mix.
Yes. And you know what? I like that orgasm. I'm gonna need you to make a little soft orgasm throughout my recipe, okay?
Yes.
Can you do that for me? I can't hear you. Can you do it, baby?
I can, Daddy.
Okay. If any of you are in doubt, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice, sit this right here on your taste buds. Stand down, Tom Brady. This one you can't throw back. And no matter how fast you want to run it, your mouth can't handle it. You see, this thing just packs too much flavor. So savor it, baby. Don't worry. This time, I don't mind you popping the cherry. In fact, pop a couple.
Oh.
You're supposed to do my orgasm.
Oh.
Let me start over. Don't worry. This time, I don't mind you popping the cherry.
Oh.
In fact, pop a couple.
Oh.
What's better than two?
Oh.
Three, baby. Oh. There's no limit over here. And if you can handle it, then prove it.
Close your eyes, tilt your head forward, and put your mouth on that straw, baby. I meant berry. Baby. And suck. Suck the dark temptations of aromatic brandy, fruits, and sweet red wine over and over and over and over again. I won't tell if you won't.
No, I won't. Never.
All right, you guys. So the recipe for Sir Ken's Dark Temptation is you get one bottle of red wine, one cup of brandy, a half cup of sugar, 1 ounce of club soda,
and that's
chopped berries, cherries,
yes.
Stir,
ooh.
And pour over ice, ice, baby.
Yes.
Now, of course, I always like to make a recipe that accommodates everyone and their decisions with their lifestyle. So I always incorporate a non-alcoholic version of my cocktails. So for the non-alcoholic version of Sir Ken's Dark Temptation, you would get Sangria Sonorio Non-Alcoholic Sparkling Sangria, Arcade Non-Alcoholic Brandy, 1/4 cup of sugar, and use the same fruits and process as I stated before. How about that?
I love it.
You love it?
I'm in love with it.
All right. That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. All right. So right now, I'm going to let you guys have a moment to run to the kitchen and make this libation as I prepare myself a refill. And when I return from the music break, I am going to get it in with my homegirl, Samira, and baby, we ain't holding back.
He said it right.
We ain't holding back.
After a whole damn decade.
After a whole damn decade. Y'all keep it locked right here on WTT Radio. And baby, you know what? Mm-hmm. I just want to take you higher. So without further ado, I'm going to do that, okay?
All right,
y'all keep it locked. We'll be back in a minute.
sé que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía.
Yeah, dile que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bebé, yo soy fan de tu caminar. Te doy todo lo mío hasta mi respirar. Y nadie va a tocar.
Dile que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía.
Yeah, dile que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía.
Yo soy tu Romeo, pero no santo. A tu cobo con la for y lo espanto.
Music lives.
Oh, 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 love. She don't know love is right. Oh, oh, she don't know love. She, oh, love's far away from the.
Hey, they know. Wow. Okay, Rama gon' snap. This that, ooh, bring it back. They wanna come on down, need not an act. Can't hit the road unless they got racks. I really do this.
Boy, I do.
Make them dance.
Make them dance.
Boy, they clueless.
They is.
I got fans.
I got fans.
And the ladies know.
Hey. All the ladies know.
And the ladies know.
Hey.
Get set, ready, go. Turn up. If the money right, I show up. Cause the ladies know I'ma grab the mic and make them all get low. Oh yeah, I'm back. Dade County Fat Mac. Tryna get it out of your sack. Baby, tell me how you love that. Now stick, stick what you got. 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 Point at your dog. Point at your dog. Check what you got. Find what you got. Now stick. Money right. And my beard red. Can we play a game? Simon said, whatever I say, you must do. If I say go, you get low. How low can you go? 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 Pick it up, now take it down. 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 Right, right, right.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the BBC show on WTT Radio. I am Sir Ken, and I got a very, very, very special co-host with me tonight, Miss Samira. What's going on, girl?
Hey!
What's the cheeseburger?
Oh, she got pickles and everything on it, honey.
Ooh, long as a long, fat, juicy. How are you, girl?
I always prefer that.
All right. Okay. Yes. Okay, how are you doing? All right, so listen, this is the last day. Wait, we have 31 days this month or 30?
It's 31, I think, right?
I'm asking you.
I think it's 30.
It's 30? Yeah, okay.
Ramadan is on Friday.
Yeah, what right, the hell is Ramadan?
It's okay, no, we ain't doing that today.
Is that some cult crap?
No, it's for Muslims, honey.
Oh, Ramadan. Okay. Okay,
which
cool.
Friday, which is April 2nd.
So the reason I ask is because, you know, this month has been Women's History Month, right? Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I mean, we deserve to have, you know, our voices to be heard, especially because, let's say this, women have been doing the damn thing for a long time. And for the longest, yes, we've had months that have been cater to different origins, of course, of ethnicities, but not so much about for women, especially where the demographic is just for every woman. It's not whether if you're Black, Hispanic, or anything. It's for all women. And we deserve to have that as a month for us to, you know, get our roses.
Okay.
Yes.
So what do you mean by your roses? Because I used that metaphor in the past.
To celebrate somebody. When you give them their roses, you're celebrating them. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, with the women's rights movements, feminism and everything. Even as in women taking a stand nowadays, because there was somebody that came before them that just could not take it anymore. And enough was enough. That even, and that's not to say anything about the Me Too movement. But as in
how do you feel about the Me Too movement?
Sister, now we talked about this a couple of days ago.
Well, talk about it, girl. This is your time.
I know it's my time. Oh, dang. So, so the thing is, it's very powerful that nowadays women's voices can be heard, especially when they have suffered from some injustice. To let it be known and for it to be respected and not to be looked at as in you're the victim and you had a responsibility to do with whatever actions or experience you have experienced. And that basically nobody is the same, but at the same token, there have been some people who have suffered in silence that it took somebody who was powerful enough to go with what was right and not with what everybody was doing and decide to take a stand and speak up. So I feel like Me Too movement is a very powerful movement. And, you know, now you don't have to suffer any longer.
Well, you don't have to suffer as much.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Because Black women and women are still getting mistreated. But they just they are now having, I guess, a little bit slight more, yeah, and a slight more comfort in feeling that people will take them serious.
With confidence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Confidence for sure.
Yes, yes. It took some time. But just like even with the gay rights movement.
Hell, even with just being black.
Even being trans. You know,
yeah. So many levels. Yes. Everything.
Yes, so many levels. That it took somebody to say enough is enough. You know? And throw that stone. And to speak up. And to let it be known, I'm not taking this anymore. And even if they were the only ones, at least they knew how to get to their freedom, to get to their happiness, to get to their peace. And that's a beautiful thing. So celebrate us, women.
Celebrate the women. All right. Okay. So, Samira.
Yes, sir.
Every night on my show, I normally do, I celebrate Black history, you know, because I feel like
Cause Black. Because we the bomb.
Huh?
Because we the bomb.
That is true. Now. I celebrate Black history because I feel like we need more than a month because of what we've contributed to this country, this world. So yeah, that's how I feel about that. How do you feel about Black history? Be that's blunt. Come on
lengthy,
now.
That's a very lengthy question in a sense because see, we as Blacks, we have a lot of history, but it goes beyond being African American. Sometimes it goes back to being just from Africa and understanding your origins of where you came from, because we have been stripped down so much that we are so far removed that all we are getting reminded of is our Sojourner Truths, our Harriet Tubmans, Martin Luther King, you know. And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with the fact that they have made strides, even Malcolm X have made strides in order to have Black people's voices to be heard, because like I said, it took somebody to say it's enough is enough. That there's more people also that have came before them and came after them that need to be highlighted too. That, and it's not, unfortunately, most of us, we have had our first course of Black History Month in schools and not at home.
I've not had my first course when I was a kid in school because
really?
I went to a Southern school. I was,
me too.
Yeah, but it was a predominantly white school for one.
Oh, wow.
And the only history that we were taught was Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King.
All right.
But that's not really
it's
Black
generic.
History.
That's what I'm saying.
Very generic.
Yeah. And so, you know, you get your
W-E-B-T?
No.
Oh.
Du Bois.
Oh.
So you have those, but the thing is that it seems so generic that you don't really learn about anybody else. Especially, well, not to digress, but that's why even when my sister took her ancestry test, I was very proud of that in a sense, because it shows just how far we have come, especially as Black people, that it's up to us, not even only in schools, but for us to take upon ourselves to learn more about just our strength, our culture, how far we've come, just how beautiful we are. You know,
okay.
I love being Black.
I love being Black. And just for all those listeners out there, I want to make a clarification. Being pro-Black does not mean that you hate everybody else.
Exactly.
It's just saying that you are proud of who you are. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Anyway, I normally use this time of the show to give a segment of a Black history fact that a lot of people don't know. But it's normally a story about someone that's in Black history. And I normally have my frequent guest, Uncle Daddy, do it. But tonight, I'm going to take the liberty in doing it myself.
Okay.
And in fact, instead of giving a full story, I'm actually going to give 5 short facts, okay?
I like that.
So, here are a few interesting facts about Black History Month. All right, number one, Black History Month wasn't always a month. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Black History Month was founded only in 1915.
Okay.
Right. And my grandmother was born in 1922.
And my grandma was born in 1928.
Wow. And not every country celebrates Black History Month in February.
Shoot. Not everyone celebrates Martin Luther King Day, too.
That's right. There's a reason we celebrate Black History Month in February. So you guys make sure y'all figure out why we do that, okay? All right? Do you know about Juneteenth? They made it a holiday, right?
Yes.
That's June the 16th? Or 17th?
No, I think it's June 16th.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Don't take our black card. Don't take
We're
our black
not
card.
Black. We're not black, y'all.
Yeah,
not
we
tonight.
Are.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. Anyway, you guys keep it locked.
Even the story is pretty good.
And what?
The story of Juneteenth is still pretty good anyways. Even if you don't remember the date, it's still a strong message behind that, especially how it even came about for people to even find out that they were not in enslavement anymore.
Yeah, you guys, if you're a person of color, if you're anybody, take the time to read. Let me tell you something. Being that I am a man of Morehouse, I have learned so many things about myself and about my people. I'm like, what? No wonder they don't teach it in school. Because if we all knew the power, if you knew, like, for instance, did you know that furniture was created by a black person?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Did you know?
Ship is too.
Did you? But look, did you know that like like 85% of the businesses that were ran by white people during slavery were actually ran by black slaves?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're called entrepreneurs. That's where the word entrepreneur come from. So entrepreneur is the person that worked behind the scenes. So the white person, the masters would have them to do all the labor and run the business, and they would just get the money and use their name and this stuff for the business.
You know, cowboy was a derogatory name a black person.
Did you know that cowboy, but did you know the first cowboys were black people?
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Boy was a derogatory term to call a black person. So since they messed around with cattle, that's why they call them cowboys.
Yep.
But now it's not looked at in a bad way. Because, you know, now it's a different face with it.
All right, y'all. We didn't give y'all some. We didn't up, so look, we didn't up y'all on some knowledge. Make sure y'all take the time to read a book.
Because
let me tell you something. Who was that the man that said the biggest way to confuse a black person is to put something in a book?
Oh yeah, because they won't read it.
They won't.
Chris Rock done said it.
And social media has really gotten y'all asses slow and dumb as hell. How in the hell I have the social media handle, the website, and y'all still asking, how do I listen? How does it play? It's on the damn website. All you gotta do is click listen now and press play. And on that note, we're gonna be right back after this jam. Keep it locked right here on WTT Radio.
We will. We'll be right back.
making faces like Ace Ventura. And my B-A-D-G-I-R L-S is in a stretch, L is hate, you could tell us. Either got some of these jealous, but tonight ain't about the fellas. Bugatti perfume from a mouth, you smell us. Model agencies say it's easy to sell us. We got sex appeal, I'ma keep it real. If I didn't have a deal, I'd still be worth a mil. Depending how I feel, I might go on a heist. So at my wedding, I could throw ice instead of throwing rice. We fly like kites, never get in the fights. I got a whole bunch of dicks on dinner.
No matter what people say, we got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
Won't you come and tell me? What I gotta do. So why y'all keep hating on me and my crew?
Yo, I'm saying, QB, look at them and look at you.
True. If I was you, I'd hate me too. Louis Vuitton shoes and a whole lot of booze. Every other week, a different dude, another cruise. I make offers nobody can refuse. You might even see me on the Channel 9 News. I get paid just for laying in the shade to take pictures with a glass of lemonade. My rock shine like it was dipped in Cascade.
I can't been fly since she was in the fifth grade.
Wake up in the morning to breakfast from a maid. Wanted me so bad you ain't cop the bootleg. Y'all play like a hot top fade. Some of the I don't know how it got played. Y'all rock Versace and y'all went out and bought. I rock Versace and y'all know I ain't paid for it. My fam deep with security in a Jeep. When the queen come in town, everything shut down.
People say, we got it going on. Who cares about what they did?
Won't you come and tell me
you out?
Break down. Let's dance. Come on. Let's dance. Come on. I see you. Let's go. Yeah. Queen B, do it like this.
I'm the highest, your highest title. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I speak this.
This is how it should be done. It's out there.
The hip-hop, the hip-hop to the hip-hop, and you don't stop. The rockin' to the bang-bang, boogie to up. Jump the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a fake. It's the real little Kim Queen B. Now I know y'all heard of the females rap. They ain't got nothing on me. Cause y'all take to my rap, cause my rap's the best. 150,000, 16 bars, nothing less. So to y'all haters, I pay y'all no mind. In fact, I'ma give it to y'all one more time, like...
Yeah, what? Come on, bounce, what?
No matter what people say, we got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
Won't you come and tell me
you're not gonna do that thing? No matter what people say, we got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
Everybody to give it up, and not to crazy.
No matter what people say, we got it going on. Who cares about what they think?
Won't you come and tell me
you're
not
gonna do that thing?
Check out on the BBC show Instagram, Facebook, and the website, there's a video posted of him that has gone viral where he pretty much said that he would not give head, or as I say, suck a cocktail from a dude, but he would if it was attached to a transgender woman. And it literally has catapulted and gone viral. So, without further ado, I want to welcome everybody, Mr. Tristan Social. Can you hear me? You there?
Hey, we in the building.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait a minute. We got to do all that over. Guess what, Tristan?
What happened?
I had my mic turned off the whole time.
That
but that's all right. We lie. It's all right. Y'all, hey. Stuff happens.
Stuff does happen.
Can you hear me? Okay, good. All right, we're good. But. All right, so let me reintroduce my special guest. Mm-hmm. That's the only part that matters. All right.
It does.
So long story short, this guy has gone viral overnight by making a confession on the street, which we're going to get more into details about how this even happened in the first place. But he has gone viral by saying that he would not give head to a guy, but he would give head to a transgender woman. His name is Mr. Tristan Social. So without further ado, you guys, give a welcome to Mr. Tristan Social. Welcome to the BBC show, man. What's going on?
We in the building. So happy to be here. How's everybody doing today?
Man, I'm so glad that you came. Like, I'm super, like, I just, it's so long overdue, but I gotta first, let's just get all the, I get straight, I'm a very straightforward person, and so I don't cut the bush and stuff. All right. So first of all, was this planned or was this like how did this video even happen in the first place?
Good question. So the person that filmed it is actually a friend of mine here in Playa del Carmen. We filmed a couple of TikToks together just around the city. But during that time, I was focused more on my sales career and what I'm doing with that. And he asked me to come out and film with him. I was like, sure. So I'm usually just the filmer for him. But he's like, yo, do you want to be in the TikTok this time? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not a problem. So he asked me the question. And let me tell you, the answer was not planned. This is not no prank. This is not nothing like, oh, they had this thing lined up. No, he asked me the question. I know how the game goes. It's got to be first response, first impression, because that's the one that makes the most beautiful videos. And he was not expecting the answer whatsoever. I gave him the truth. I gave him the raw. And, you know, that's just how we do it. You got to be honest with yourself. Got to be honest with the world.
Absolutely. I always tell people it's so much easier to be honest than to be a liar. For me, my memory is screwed. So I can't remember what I did like an hour ago. So do not expect me to lie because I'm definitely going to screw up. Now, did he already know that confession or was that a surprise to him like it was to everybody else?
That's a good question. It was a super surprise to him. So, like, in my friend group, I'm always... I wouldn't say the womanizer, but I'm good with my words. I'm a charmer. I love female energy. I love feminine energy. And like, it just naturally attracts itself to me because I'm a very masculine on the other side of the polarity type guy. So men don't even think to ask. They just see me leave the club, leave the bar with a woman, or just see me flirting up, chopping on the street, grabbing a phone number. But you know, when it comes to the question of asking, I'll full out and honest, but really rarely do people ask. But when they ask, it's like, yeah.
If you think about it, I mean, who actually goes up and say, hey, would you sleep with a transgender woman? Like,
especially
I think it's more so like
with the penis.
Yes.
Yeah. Not the girl who's been souped up, but the girl with the penis.
So we're going to get more into that. But first, let me, I guess, let everyone know where you're from. Like, because I already know you're from California, but you currently live in Mexico, right? And you have a business in solar energy. That's now, how did that come about?
We can go back. But yeah, born and raised in California. And before I touch on that point, I do want to say I make comments about the trans girls that I'm dating. This is not something that I hide. I'm very open and honest with anybody that, you know, cares to listen. But for me, I just don't really talk about any of my situationships or relationships with a lot of people anyway. So when people do ask, it's not a secret, not hiding nothing. But born and raised in California on the other side of Palm Springs in a small city called Hemet. Came from like a little bit more conservative, a little bit more racist town. So I learned how to navigate a social system by watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and taking just like Will Smith's playbook, just how to navigate the white society that I was living in at the time. And yeah, how I got into the solar industry. So I used to be a nefarious kid. I used to be the weed man in college, and you know, just wasn't going anywhere. I had a lot of clientele, but a lot of like small paying clients, and just, you know, I knew I was destined for a lot more. So one of my good friends, Jordan Clark, shout out to my boy JC. He on Instagram back, I think it was like 2017. He on Instagram 2017, early 2018 even, posted a picture of him in a new BMW. And I said, boy, whatever it is that you're doing, I'm doing it right now. I don't care if you're shuffling dog poop 8 hours a day. I'm going to go ahead and do what it is that you're doing. He said, dude, I'm knocking doors selling solar panels. I said, all right. Bought myself a little hoopty. When I say a hoopty, I'm talking a little $1,200 Chevrolet Sebring. The Chrysler Sebring. It was red with the paint chipping off. We called it the Chrysler. That was the start of my solar energy journey. I've been on and off in the industry for about 5 years. I knock doors. I talk to homeowners. I help people save money on their electricity bills. And that leads us to where we are now, living in Mexico.
So you're definitely going to have to come to Atlanta, because my electricity bill is high as hell and I need to figure out what the hell is going on. Okay?
I got you.
So I guess let me go ahead and get to the nitty gritty. Well, first off, let me ask you, because I'm trying to figure out, like, are you biracial or are you, okay.
Yeah.
So what's your nationality?
My mom was born and raised in Jamaica. She was born and raised in Benning, Jamaica, like Brownstown area.
Okay.
And my dad is a polar bear. That boy, white. White.
Really?
Born and raised in California.
Wow.
If you guys like me, you're going to love my dad. The most polite, soft-hearted, like, teddy bear guy you could ever meet. Like, so if you like me, every girl that I've ever dated and brought over to my dad loves him more than she loves me. It's like, how's your dad doing? How's Craig?
I want to get into it. You strike me as a womanizer.
Yes.
And a trouble starter. When you were younger, I don't know. I get that vibe. I'm very intuitive, and I think I'm right. I think when you were younger, you used to stay in a lot of trouble.
I mean, what age are we talking about?
Uh-oh.
I would probably say like teenager.
Okay, I would say younger than that.
I was a skateboarder. So here's the thing. In middle school, I got no girls. No girls whatsoever. None. Mm-mm. And then high school comes around. So in middle school, the skateboarders got girls. So it's like, I want some girls. Mm-hmm. Let me start skateboarding. So I started skateboarding, still get no girls, but I love skateboarding. But then high school rolls around and my whole wardrobe changes. So I used to wear like oversized white tees and church pants and torn up skate shoes. Like,
okay, you know, I remember.
By Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it switched to freshman year. I started wearing skinny jeans and snapbacks when jerking was hot. Boy, over. It was a complete change. Complete change. Like, one girl said, oh, when did Tristan get cute? And then from there on, my stock went up.
So how did Tristan get cute? Now, I know how Tristan can fit skinny jeans because you are skinny as hell. But you're also tall. You are like, what, 6'2"?
I'm like 6'2 now, but when I was in middle school, I was like 5'4", 5'5".
Really?
And then high school, yeah, I was short. And then middle school, I was like 5'6", 5'7". High school was 5'6", 5'7", but then junior year, I sprouted up to 5'11", and I've been growing ever since.
Wow. That must be that Jamaican, that Caribbean. Because you know they say Jamaicans, Caribbean people, they are like, you never heard about that?
No, what is it? Ask
Tristan.
What is it, Tristan? Let us know, baby.
What is it?
Well, my mom, rest in peace, her soul. She could eat 2 Domino's pizzas and not gain a single pound. So she had this slim physique, super chocolate skin. The energy that you see for me right now is a direct descendant of her. She just straight down the line. With the smile, the energy, the happiness came straight from her. So that Caribbean spirit, just growing up in the warm weather, that island vibe, the direct descendancy from her. But I don't know what they say about Jamaicans.
Yeah, what do they say? I want to know. My grandma's Jamaican, so I would love to know. What do they say?
Based off of my experience.
What do they say?
They are, let's just say, Caribbean men, period, or, you know, a little well endowed. So that's.
Oh, well, no, they say that about Haitians.
Oh, that's what we're talking about?
Haitians? I don't know about Haitians.
I do. Okay. So, okay.
But anyway, so one other thing I want to touch before we get into, like, the deep stuff. I noticed that you have a very huge passion for reading, right?
Yeah.
And I was amazed to see and hear some of the books that you read. I actually wrote down one. What was it called? There was a book you said. I got it right here. It is called.
Trissy, ever read The Giver?
The Giver?
Yes, The Giver by Lois Lowry.
I read The Giver.
Of course, that's a good book.
The Giver go hard. Hey, read The Giver.
You know, Tristan. Okay, so I have it in my other cell phone, but it was a book. I have to tell you about it. But also, the book that you mentioned, How to, was it Trick the Devil or something?
Outwitting the Devil.
Yes.
You're listening right now, you got to go get yourself a physical copy of that book. Go get the audiobook, don't do it justice. It don't, like, you can listen to the audiobook. If you do listen to the audiobook, there's a YouTube channel that shows the audiobook with the script on the screen, so you can read and listen and take in multiple senses from the book, so you get a deeper understanding and comprehension of it. But nothing beats the physical book. You gotta get the pages.
He
gotta
get say the physical book.
So what drew you to reading? Like, being, because you're young, first off, you're 26 years old, right? Something that Samira and I were talking about on the air earlier is that the generation now, like, we're so all about instant gratification, and we don't take the time to actually sit down and read. And that's how a lot of things can go over our head, because we don't put our faces in a book. So what drew you to reading? Because you're so young, I would think you'd be all about, you know, like all the other people your age, you know, TikToks, Instagram, like just social media, period. And being high all the time.
So, what's wrong with that?
I'm gonna break not necessarily some stereotypes, but I'll tell you a little bit about me. For majority of my time now, I'm a sober human being. Like, I think the last time I smoked weed was 2 days before Christmas.
Wow.
So this is from somebody that used to sell weed. Mm. So I don't smoke. I recently went through, like, a little heartbreak, so I drank a couple of times. I had a couple of drinks, but I really do not drink. You know, I think the biggest thing for me is that the mind is the biggest journey, the biggest adventure that we can have. We can go see different countries. We can go see different atmospheres and different cultures, but the most growth and the most exploration that we can have is between our two ears right here. And it's a never ending journey. And there's a lot of stigmas about reading. Like, I've heard quotes like, if you want to have the secrets to wealth hidden away from a black man, put in a book. Like,
We just said that before you came on the air. Yeah.
That just came up.
And, you know, to be honest with you guys, like, if you guys have read the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible, it basically outlines that every single feeling has been felt already by some human being somewhere in the past. Like, every pleasure, every pain has been experienced under the sun.
Yes.
So
that's deep. I didn't think about that.
Every experience has already been experienced. History is always repeating.
So here's the thing. There's this book I have right here, The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida. And I had gone through this little – I was dating the gorgeous Argentinian ballerina out here. Yo.
So what'd you do to break it up? It was
Well, why couldn't it be her?
It was him.
Why is it him?
It was him.
It can't be him. It's not you.
So here's what happened. So with me, like, I've had so many options when it comes to women, like, it off rip. Like, I've been getting girls since freshman year in high school. So, like, when I found somebody that was gorgeous, like, I've seen the spectrum of beautiful women. This dying piece, but there was no, like, she doesn't speak English, so my Spanish is like 40%. I'm real good Spanish, like real fluent in conversations, but when it comes to a deeper level, it's like I don't have the vocabulary to me to really express how I want to feel. So I went to Texas about a month ago to go do a solar run, came back, and it was like, before we left, we were on fire. We were hanging out every single day, kicking every single day. But then I came back And I noticed some distance, and I wanted to close the distance. Like, hey, do you want to pursue this further? And she's like, no, you know, I have somebody else that I'm talking to. And, you know, the thing is, we were both talking to other people, but I was trying to, like, start closing out those other chapters to try and focus on her. But lo and behold, didn't happen. But it happened for a reason. I don't want no sympathy, because now we're on the radio. Now we're blown up viral.
That is true.
Put it out there.
No sympathy. But back to the point of reading, that in this book, The Way of the Superior Man by David Data, the page that I stopped reading before is the beginning of the section, How to Deal with Your Woman. And it just laid out all the answers of what I should have done in the situation that I was in, but I was acting off of impulse, I was acting off of intuition, when I should have just, I was like, dude, if I had just read another 20 pages, I would still have Shorty and have all my other girls. Like, it would have been done.
And your other girl. Wait a minute. And your other girl.
I love this man. He knows the plan. He's trying to find love. Don't put it all in one basket, man. Don't do it. Don't put it all in one basket.
So are you saying you don't believe it? Are you saying you don't believe in monogamy?
He believes in being fruitful.
After that breakup, like I realized I'm searching for like somebody that I could sit on the couch with and read with and watch, you know, emotional intelligence seminars and, you know, invest time into the mind and, like, you know, have a whiteboard up in the living room. These are our goals. This is what we want to do. This is 1 year, 5 year, 10 year. This is our financial goals. This is our spiritual goals. This is our meditation goals. How many hours do we want to break down? How do we get more effective than where we are right now? And I, you know, the most gorgeous girl I've been with, I couldn't have that with because of the language barrier. And like that craving that I had inside, I now realize, like, yo, that's powerful. Like, as somebody who's had, you know, a roster, quote unquote, horses in the stable, quote unquote, like, if I can have that, like, whoa, like, rider, like, yo, that she makes me a better human being, I'll give it all up. I ain't scared of that.
He's a charmer, isn't he?
I ain't gonna settle for nothing.
He is, but he ain't being real too about some things. But I like him, though.
I think you're a charmer. You are a charmer.
Very charismatic. But be who you want to be, baby.
Yeah.
Go live free.
So let's get all past the fairy tale and let's get into the nitty gritty.
Yes.
That's what it's all about. This is what people want to know. Okay. How have you always been like? So would you consider yourself sexually fluid? Or, like, what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself straight, like, just straight honest with y'all. I'm a masculine energy. Like, I don't think of male, female, man, woman. I think of energy. And
okay.
I'm a masculine energy through and through. I love having big arms. I love being 6'2". I love, you know, standing my ground and telling somebody no. Like, if I don't like something, I'll go ahead and speak up about it. I got no fear in my heart about that. I love martial arts. I love, you know, just all these masculine things. And for me and my partner, I love the feminine. I love the dainty, the pink, the cute, the scent, the exact opposite of me, the soft skin. Like, that makes me go crazy. That's all that I'm about. So, like.
Well, you don't want to come to Atlanta.
Why? He'll get pink skin. He'll get
all the feminine energy you want. But you might not get the boobs. But you won't get the boobs. But they definitely got it. These guys.
You might walk in the store for a peach.
Yeah. So you said something that kind of resonated with me. I get it, like the whole energy thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about, I guess. But you also have the attraction for the physical as well, because you like tits, you like a nice ass.
Oh, yeah.
But you're more so connected with the femininity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does that necessarily have to always equate to, like, the physical appearance of a woman? Like, could it be an androgynous guy, per se, physically, but have that whole feminine energy and that feminine vibe? Would you be open to that, or that is where you draw the line?
You know, I'm never going to say never. You know what I'm saying? But for me, you know this, and especially in our society today, we're very visual creatures.
Yes.
Very, very visual creatures. And I go above and beyond. I go to the gym every single day so that I could look at peak performance, so that I can attract other human beings of peak performance. Because when it comes down to the physical, like when I see a beautiful woman, whether she be cis or whether she be trans, and her body's on point, that speaks more about her mind than her physical body. That person says this person has discipline. They can follow a consistency routine. They can go ahead and get their ass in the gym when they really don't want to, the same way that I can. And that translates to so many other things in life. And then just on top of that, the physical, like, I'm trying to have fun in the bedroom. Like, I ain't trying to have no boring schmoring. Like, I'm trying to go.
But what are you trying to say when you're saying that you're not trying to have boring, you're trying to have fun? What are you trying to say? Like, you can only have that with the...
I need a booty. I need some titties. Like, that's the whole show for me. Like, okay. And she's grabbing back on me. She's grabbing on my muscles. I'm like, you know, it's a give and take. Like, I make sure definitely. I'm big and strong. So she's, you know, cute and feminine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So I got another question then. So my co-host Samira, this is her first time on the show alive.
Hey.
But when I had the show a while back, she literally blew up the ratings because... We had a discussion called pegging. Are you familiar with pegging?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Okay. So, would you let your female peg you?
Doesn't interest me.
It doesn't. Okay. Like,
have you tried it before?
So, he's dominant. No, he's dominant. He doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm dominant. Yeah, like, for me.
So, if you're dominant, does that not make you feel like you're submissive if you are giving oral sex to a transgender woman that still has her male private part?
I'm in control there.
How are you in control?
Not if I got my hand around her neck and I'm in control. Like, you got to think about this.
But how you going to have your hand around her neck and have your head down there?
Is it not dominant when I'm eating out my woman? Like, I'm in control of her orgasm.
Interesting perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
I like that. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I like that.
But I think that
it's a good perspective.
But I think that, like, in certain perspectives in the world, as far as heterosexuality or maybe bisexuality, when it talks about the male perspective, that the penis is the dominant organ. So even though you're giving me head, I think that I'm still in control because I have you giving into what I want to give. So I think it's a little different if you're eating out a vagina, because I would look at, I guess, the vagina being more as a more sentimental, soft, and, you know, gentle intimacy area, you know, versus, you know, because if you think about it, when you think about heterosexuals, the male is entering the vagina. So he's being aggressive or dominant. So I look at that still being a dominant organ, and the female is, her vagina is a submissive organ.
Well, think about it like this. Say me and my woman are playing. Cisgender woman, and I'm on top, and then she feels that, like, I'm gonna flip it around, and she flips me over, and then she rides on top, and then pins my arms down. Is the vagina still the submissive organ in that situation, or is it that she takes a little bit more control?
I think it's more so the act.
It is about the act, and it's about the submission too.
I think it's about the act.
The act and the submission.
Because I feel like if she's on top of you and she's riding you, then yeah, she's in control.
But she's in control in a certain way, because a guy can still be in control even if a woman is on top. It just depends on the mannerism. Like, if a woman's choking him and things of that nature while she's on top, that's more of a dominance than if a guy is choking her when she's still on top and, you know, doing certain things where it could still present aggression. It's still, you know, it depends on how you do it.
I will say this. think about this. If I'm letting her have control, does that still make me in control?
Now that's really a good question.
You read too many books.
No, but that's a great way to. But see, sexuality.
You read too
many
books.
Thing about sex, in a sense. But even with sexuality, it's multitudes. It's so many levels, and it's such a vast thing that you really can't. Sometimes I feel like we put ourselves in a position where we start to be stereotypical and justify and compartmentalize certain things. If you do this and this is what you are, that's what makes things, especially with sex, it's supposed to be about a vulnerability. That if you're not into that, then you won't know the expansion of what sex can bring. And it's all about consent, too. And just about one connecting. So, I mean, I understand what he's saying, because that's actually a very deep question. And it depends on the person, too.
So I have a question.
And how they see it. And intimacy. Go ahead.
So I have a question.
Go ahead.
All right. So if a guy, can a guy still be straight if he gets his thing sucked twice by another guy?
Oh.
I mean, is it a masculine energy?
Did he only know it was the guy?
I mean, I don't. He knows this guy.
Oh, well, you already answered.
So you're saying that's not, but I disagree with that.
I don't.
Because I feel like.
What is the definition of homosexuality in a sense, right? Especially if you have intimate feelings towards somebody of the same sex and engaging, mm-hmm. right? So if you're letting somebody engage, especially oral sex, somehow you had to get yourself aroused to even.
I feel like men are more sexual, so but I don't still, think that, doesn't that they mean really that just because think men that are deep more into sexual it.
That they just randomly just do whatever. They still have a brain too, just like women. You all may function a little different, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have clarity. And if you could get aroused by another guy, well, I guess we kind of answered that question, right? Because your penis does need to get erect, right?
I have to disagree, because it's like I find attraction with women. But it doesn't mean that I want to just be with them. But
if a woman was, like that question I asked you about Janet Jackson yesterday, if she was to propose situation, would you give in? You said no, because apparently you're not really that attracted to women. You may like certain attributes of a woman, but you may not be sexually charged by a woman. But if you get sexually charged by a man to get erect and for him to even perform giving you oral sex, baby.
But I disagree because, like you said, it's all about energy. What if that man has a feminine energy?
But it's still a guy.
Because this is still a this is just your portal, though.
How does he identify?
He said a guy. But are you really going to sit here and ask? As a guy.
Are you really going to sit here and ask, hey, how do you identify?
Yeah, but you said it was a guy anyways, Ken. You said it was a guy.
Yeah.
So if a guy comes to you and he says that he already lets you know what he's about. He's a guy. He even has male, parts, all that
stuff. But that's not what he said.
But you asked that question, right?
I asked the question, but what he said was he's attracted to the energy. So what I'm saying is if the guy has a feminine energy and he's...
You can have a feminine energy and still be a man.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah, but I like a feminine energy in a woman. Like...
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I respect that. That's cool.
But it's okay for her to still have a penis.
It's less so about the body parts. Is how does she live her life? Does she wake up in the morning and want to brush her hair and put her makeup on and, you know, feel beautiful in the way that a woman feels beautiful?
Okay.
That could be dangerous, because that slides into more so of a society standards of what it takes to be a female. Not all females wear makeup and do certain things in order to qualify themselves as a female. Men do that stuff too. So does that mean that they're feminine because they may wear makeup?
No, I mean, it's just an attribute of feeling beautiful as a woman. Like, you can substitute makeup. You could substitute, you know, whatever I just said with whatever qualities that women feel beautiful.
And I think it's important to clarify also that... And I correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm trying to speak for you a little bit.
Sure.
That it's not a sexual fetish for you. So, like, your attraction to trans women is not like a trans fetish. It's just like what you said. It's your attraction on the femininity.
To the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.